The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Please rise as we sing of the first four verses of our opening hymn.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity.
And in whose spirit there is no deceit.
When I kept silent, my bones grew old. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me.
My vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
For this cause everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found.
Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near you.
You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble.
You shall surround me with the songs of deliverance.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go.
I will guide you with my eye.
Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding.
Which must be horses to their bit else they will not come near you.
Many sorrows shall be to the wicked.
But he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous.
And you shall rejoice, all of you who are in my heart.
Please be seated as we finish with the last four verses of the opening hymn. Remember these, O Jacob, and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains. O forest and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Judah will be restored. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, and he who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who makes all things, who stretches out the heavens alone, who spreads abroad the earth by himself, who frustrates the signs of the babblers, who drives the diviners mad, who turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolishness, who confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers, who says to Israel, you shall be inhabited, to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up her waste places. You who says to the deep, be dry, I will dry up your rivers. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and into the temple your foundation shall be laid. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading is St. Peter's second letter, the third chapter. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like as a thief in the night, which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it shall be burnt up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to which the wisdom given to him was written to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In honor of the gospel, if you are able, please rise. The gospel lesson is found in the 24th chapter of St. Luke, beginning with verse 32. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road? And while he opened the scriptures to us, so they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told them about the things that had happened on the road and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread. Now as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace to you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. When he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy, and marveled, and he said to them, have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, these are the words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are the witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with the next hymn. Thank you. 46 through 48. Then Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that we've stressed that Advent is this penitential season. But most people are comfortable with a joyful season. A season that's full of laughter and cheerfulness before the celebration of Christmas. With the coming of Christmas, you end the focus on repentance to some degree. But it is clear from the words of Jesus in the text that you cannot forget repentance. Oh, you may like the pleasant and the sweet so much better because it appeals to your sinful human nature. But you need and you must hear again and again the call to repentance, because repentance is the message. Dear saints in Christ, you will notice if you read the text for the sermon that Christmas is not even mentioned. It is not even an essential part of the message of the Christian church, except that the wonder of Christmas is the wonder of God taking on human flesh. And it teaches you this one is the true Christ. This one is the Messiah sent from God to be your Savior. You focus upon his birth in order to remember and know that this one who was fit to die for you, humanly speaking, you find the birth narratives all emotional and sentimental. But they must serve the gospel message and not simply become an end to themselves. You see, Christmas is not just about having fun and going to parties. The Christmas celebration must serve the message of the church. And this message is repentance. Now, each of the Gospels has a great commission. Matthew gives you one that you know best. "Go ye therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Now Mark tells you to go out into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. John reports the purpose behind his gospel being that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And then tells of Jesus instructing Peter to feed my lambs. But the mission that is reported in Luke is to preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Repentance is to be preached in the name of Jesus Christ. That means that this repentance rests upon Jesus, upon his person, upon his work. That means that Jesus is important, and that is really the message of Christmas, who Jesus is. While the other half of his work, of this work of Jesus, or just exactly what he did and what that accomplished, that is the message of Easter. You need to teach those things to make sense for the hearer of the message of repentance. You see, the Christian life is to be a life of repentance. Without repentance, there is no forgiveness. It is really just that simple. And at the same time, it is really that complex. Now, I had talked about the nature of repentance 2 weeks ago, discussed the effect of repentance in the life of the penitent, shared the urgency of repentance last Wednesday. Old Testament prophets John the Baptist, and Jesus each proclaimed repentance. Now the era of the Christian church, the message to be proclaimed is still the same message. The full and free forgiveness of sins for all those who repent and who call upon God for forgiveness. Without that repentance, there is no forgiveness. The facts are that Jesus was born for you. Jesus lived for you. Jesus died for you. He even rose from the dead for you and now rules all of creation on your behalf. But without repentance, there is no forgiveness of sins, at least not applied to any one of you personally. You know, what Jesus accomplished is called objective justification. And he won that for everyone. And it is real, it has been paid for. But God has chosen to apply it only to those who trust him for it and repent. Repentance says, I believe God, even when he tells me things that I don't want to hear. And then seeks from God what God says you need. Forgiveness. By repenting. Subjective justification is the personal application to the individual of God's grace. What Christ has won for you. Now, the season of fun and joy properly has those qualities only because of the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life. Without the forgiveness of sins, the account of the life of Jesus Christ would be something like God thumbing his nose at you and saying, see, I told you it could be done. Or perhaps the message would be that you cannot afford to be that good. I mean, after all, Jesus was perfect. And look what they did to him. They killed him. The birth at Bethlehem is precious and joyous only because the one born there is the true God and true man. And he kept the law of God perfectly for you in your place and in your stead. And then he died for the sins which you and not he had committed. Even those things would not make Christmas special if you were unable to take advantage of the work of Christ, or unable to get some of that for righteousness and forgiveness for yourself. But on the other hand, if it were available to everyone and applied to everyone automatically, then this eternal life would now be the common human condition. It would still be wonderful, but you would hardly celebrate it with a special holiday. Your sinful nature would simply take it for granted. But God does not want to be taken for granted. He wants you to know him and deal with him in love as your God, and to trust him to be the giver of all good things and a loving and gracious God. He wants a full and loving communion with you. He cannot have that where he is taken for granted. So the one thing that separates you from him is done away with by repentance. You must recognize the reality of your sin and its deadly nature and consequences and repent. You see, it was your sin which stood between you and God. And Jesus took care of that upon the cross. He took the sins and paid the penalty for those sins. What stands between natural man and God today is unbelief. That is why repentance is understood as faith in action. Repentance takes God at his word in the law and believes the truth of your sin. Then repentance takes God at his word in the gospel and humbles yourself before God for the promised absolution. Without repentance, there is no real faith. For you called God a liar and impenitent, just as John writes in his first epistle. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. You know, God did not even leave repentance to you by your own will or your own strength. But he works that repentance in you through his holy word, through the preaching of what he has done, and by the telling of how he gives you that blessed forgiveness. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in the name of Jesus. It was first proclaimed by those who witnessed the events upon the grace of God was founded. They were his witnesses. And then when the apostles died, those who had come to faith through their preaching and teaching were the next to testify. They then were the witnesses. Witnesses of the word of God and of what God had worked in and among them. And so this has gone on from time to time, from the beginning of the death of Christ till today. Today, you are witnesses of these things. Too many churches today, and too many who call themselves Christians, still do not know or understand the truth that sin is just as destructive, it is just as deadly, and it is just as ungodly as ever, even though many want to pretend otherwise. You see, you still deserve death and hell, although you don't hear it very often in most churches. Jesus still has purchased perfect forgiveness and peace with God and salvation for you all, regardless of those who preach how you must work it out and that you must earn it for yourself. And there is still no forgiveness without repentance. You see, the message is still the same. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And you are the witnesses of these things. As Jesus said in the text, you are the ones who are to make the message known among people today. You do that by living the life of repentance and faith, and then proclaiming it. After all, your actions speak louder than words. Speaking about repentance, but living willfully in sin will drown out any message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Dear saints in Christ, the message of the church today is still repentance. Repentance is the substance of the life of a Christian. Repentance means turning away from your sins. It is repentance and the forgiveness it receives that gives meaning to Christmas. You see, repentance changes things. Repentance is urgent. And repentance is the message. Therefore, repent and prepare by the power of the Holy Spirit to celebrate the birth of your Savior, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, the angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, and praying the prayer that our Lord has taught us, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given into death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given into death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given into death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given into death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given into death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given into death for your sin. Take, eat, the true body of Christ. Take, drink. This is the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink. The true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink. The true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink. The true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink. The true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink. True blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray the litany. O Lord, have mercy upon us. O Christ, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thou that sittest at the right hand of the Father,
receive our prayer.
Thou who wast silent before thy accusers, open our lips to speak your praise.
Help us to bear witness to thee, our Lord and Redeemer.
Thou who didst humble thyself,
teach us true humility.
Thou who didst willingly bear thy cross,
help us to accept the bread of the cross and be gracious to us.
Thou who didst pray, Abba, Father,
teach us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven.
Thou who didst say, I am the Son of God,
thou would be thy name.
Thou who didst say, I am a king,
thy kingdom come.
Thou didst pray, not my will, but thine be done.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Thou didst hunger and thirst.
Give us this day our daily bread, O Lord.
Thou didst ask forgiveness for thine enemies.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Thou who wast tempted in the wilderness.
Lead us not into temptation.
Thou didst commend thy soul into the hands of thy Father.
Deliver us from evil.
Thou who wast crowned with thorns.
Thine is the kingdom.
Thou who didst sink into the arms of death and on the third day rise again.
Thine is the power.
Thou who didst redeem us from sin, death, the devil, and hell.
Thine is the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee his peace.
Amen.
Please rise for the last hymn.